Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Hard to believe it's been almost 10 years since the towers fell, an event that staggered adults and confused our children.
I was in preschool because a lot of stuff happened to me that day, and at that time I just couldn't understand what was going on.
I got home and I just went outside and played with my 18-month-old because the amount of information and devastation was just completely overwhelming.
I'm so scared that history is going to repeat itself sometime in the future when my children are adults.
A generation that may be defined by that sunny September day when the planes flew into New York and D.C. Who are Generation 9/11? And how can we help them? It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Tuesday, September 6th. John Hockenberry is out today. At the top of the news, a revolution in Libya. The cleanup is what's messy. A convoy of more than 200 armed vehicles has reportedly crossed the Libyan border into Niger. The West African state of Burkina Faso, which borders Niger, has offered Muammar Gaddafi asylum, and it is not clear at this point if Gaddafi or any of his family members are in and among that convoy. A short time ago, we spoke with the BBC's John Line, who's in Benghazi, Libya.
The suggestion is possibly this is not actually the Gaddafi family themselves, but possibly supporters, and indeed the opposition here have said money and gold. So possibly an advanced party before Colonel Gaddafi himself and members of his family might then cross into Niger.
Rebels hunting for the fallen Libyan leader are reportedly focusing their search on a triangle of desert between his hometown of Sirte and the cities of Saba and Bani Walid. Meanwhile, British Prime Minister David Cameron says a panel will examine new allegations about ties between UK intelligence officials and Gaddafi's regime. This morning, David Cameron warned against drawing any conclusions too quickly.
We have to remember, in 2003, 2 years after 9/11, you had a situation where there was a Libyan terrorist group that was allied to Al-Qaeda, and at all times our security services and intelligence services are trying to work for the good of the country.
Ahead of a Thursday's jobs speech, President Obama spent Labor Day in Detroit talking about the economy.
We got a lot more work to do to recover fully from this recession.
He told a crowd of 13,000 union members and their families he plans to unveil new job creation measures in an address to joint session of Congress. Former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney has a jobs plan of his own. He'll announce his 59-step plan to get America back on its feet later today in Las Vegas. Romney was one of five GOP presidential hopefuls who spent Labor Day in South Carolina at a forum hosted by Senator Jim DeMint. With the help of aerial air tankers, firefighters in central Texas are battling a 25,000-acre blaze. Texas Governor Rick Perry warned residents to follow evacuation orders.
I have seen a number of big fires in my life. This one's as mean looking as I've ever seen.
That fire has already destroyed 500 homes and forced thousands of people to leave their homes. At least three wildfires are now burning across Southern California. At more than 8,000 acres, the so-called Canyon Fire is the largest of the blazes. It was set off by a plane crash over the weekend. And in U.S. Open action last night, Roger Federer advanced to the quarterfinals in straight sets, while American Marty Fish lost in five sets to France's Jo-Wilfried Tsonga. Serena Williams is still flying the flag for America's women. Asian markets are mixed. European indices are up. The futures here are down quite a bit. The Dow will start at 11,240, the S&P at 1,173, and the NASDAQ at 2,167. Dow futures still down almost 140 points. Coming up this morning, the president is preparing for his job speech on Thursday, but we're going to speak with one guest who shares his idea on how to help the economy and boost employment, transform the country's urban makeup. The denser the city, the better. That's later this hour, but you can share your ideas on how to create jobs in the country or give us a jobs report from your neighborhood. Call us at 8778-MYTAKE. First, we continue our week-long series on Generation 9/11. We'll speak with a generation of Americans. They were children and teens during the September 11th attack, now coming of age. In a few minutes, the story of two people who were in middle school at the time of the attacks, and now part of the American military. That's in a moment.